A snowboarder who survived the massive avalanche that killed two people near Haines this week is speaking out about the incident. Brandon Corbett was in a group of heli skiers and snowboarders on a mountain about 20 miles from Haines Tuesday morning when the accident happened. The avalanche killed 26-year-old Nikolai Dodov and a guide, 35-year-old Rob Lieberman. From Member Station KHNS, Tara Bicknell reports.
Both men were recovered by fellow skiers and snowboarders using avalanche beacons. Among them was client Brandon Corbett.
That probably helped us a little bit, but it was just the amount of time it took. You know, it was just too hard to hike straight uphill in snow, and we were the only ones in the position to be able to get there. So it took a long time. It took too much time.
34-year-old Corbett lost two friends in the accident. He was on the same run as Nick and Rob and had just snowboarded down the mountain to a safe spot when the avalanche broke.
I was the first one down. I stopped on a high point, and two other riders followed me, my path down, and stopped behind me. And then when I turned around and looked up, I heard that our fourth rider was dropping in, and I didn't know if it was Nick or if it was one of the other guys. And I turned around and just saw a crack go from basically one side to the whole opposite side of the mountain, and it was just like a river flowing down at that point.
Skiers later described a 6-foot-deep crown separating the huge slab of snow from the mountain. Both Nick and Rob were buried at least 7 feet under the debris. After locating and recovering them, rescuers immediately performed CPR and transported the two victims to the Haines Clinic, 33 road miles away, by helicopter and by ambulance.
You know, right when I really got a probe strike, we found somebody was when the helicopter landed with a lot of guides, and there was probably, I don't know how many people they were digging at that point, but it took a long time. They were deep.
The group of six included four childhood friends who grew up snowboarding in the mountains around California's Lake Tahoe area. Corbett has heli-skied before, including an earlier trip to Haines 3 winters ago. It was Dodov's first heli-ski trip.
He was just, you know, got an incredible energy, incredible smile. He was really positive, and you know, he loved the mountains. He loved snowboarding, and you know, the day before, we had all pretty much had the day of our lives.
Lieberman, who was guiding for Alaska heli-skiing, was from Telluride, Colorado. He wrote in his company profile that skiing has been a deep-rooted love since early childhood, and that Alaska has always been the Mecca after his first trip to the state in 2005.
Rob was one of the big reasons why we came back here. Because he's just an incredible guide, just real positive, really knowledgeable, and just the reason why we wanted to come back here.
Guides for the company, as noted on their website, are professionally trained and certified and qualify as guides under the requirements set by the Alaska Helicopter Skiing Association. Alaska Heli-Skiing surveyed the scene of the accident and released a statement late Wednesday saying, quote, "While this type of event is an inherent risk of big mountain helicopter-assisted skiing, Alaska Heli-Skiing has offered its sincere condolences to the families of its deceased guide and client," end quote. The company says the emergency rescue processes in the incident followed normal response procedures. The company requires each of their clients to take a formal helicopter safety briefing and attend backcountry safety school. Reporting in Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.